So keep your eyes closed. And now we're going to move into the throne room. Whatever that looks like to you, whatever you imagine that to be, whatever God wants to show you about that, we're moving into the throne room. And of course, Jesus is seated on the throne. And most of the time, you can't even really see Jesus or God. It just looks like really bright light. But you're in the throne room, and the Bible says we have access to God's throne whenever we want. So we're moving in there. And now I want you to look at the floor of the throne room. It's a glass floor made of crystal. It talks about the crystal sea, but you can walk on it. So it's like a glass crystal floor. So I want you to walk across the floor. And as you walk across the floor towards the throne where Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, he is stepping down from his throne and he's coming over to greet you again, you personally. He's walking over to greet you and give you an enormous bear hug, just like pulling you into his heart. And you can feel yourself melt into his arms. You can feel the warmth, the love, the security there. Like nothing else is a problem right now. Just the security, the warmth, the support that exists. And now Jesus is going to introduce you to your physical body. Okay, so turn around and meet your body and see your physical body, your shell, your container, your skin suit that has housed you and worked on your behalf to be able to stay alive and to function on the earth. See your body, whatever it looks like to you. There's no wrong or right way to see this. And your body doesn't really talk or communicate with words, but it communicates non-verbally with just a positive or negative feeling. And that's how you can check in with your body. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to apologize to our body for the years of abuse, of neglect, where we've ignored our bodies. We haven't taken good care of it. We've subjected it to all kinds of things that aren't good for us. We've strained it. We've stressed it for the things that we've put it through without recognizing the value, the temple that it is. We're just apologizing. And this isn't about feeling guilty. This is about reconnecting to your highest potential self that you are. And we're going to say thank you. And say thank you to your physical body for how hard it's worked for you all these years to sustain you, to support your activities and the things that you've done and worked on. Say thank you for every time it's recovered from sickness and an injury for you, and for its loyalty. It's been so loyal to work with you and to survive and to help you as best that it could. It's worked to the max for you as best as it could, given the conditions that you've had, that you've faced, and given the conditions that you've lived in inside your own self. And then I want you to say, I love you to your body, because your body is so fearfully and wonderfully made. It's a reflection of God, and Christ is in there. So you are so perfectly loved, and let's apply that perfect love to your own body. So tell your body that I love you, and feel how much you love and cherish and value and appreciate your body. And feel that unity and that connectedness here. This is how you ideally want to operate, in unity and harmony with your whole self, not against yourself. Okay, now we're still in the throne room. We're going to take your seat on your throne. Yes, you have a throne in heaven because you're seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, and you're a queen